We're talking about roads, bridges, transportation infrastructure in Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. President Biden on the road in Kansas City last week touted the infrastructure law as the largest investment in public transit in U.S. history.
Biden's replacing buses that are past their useful life, switching from diesel to electric, getting more people where they're trying to go more safely, faster, cleaner.
Our state transportation department says in Wisconsin there are almost 1,000 bridges and roughly 2,000 miles of highway in poor condition. How do you want the infrastructure dollars prioritized? What is your vision for transportation where you live? 800-642-1234. Craig Thompson is secretary for the State Department of Transportation. Secretary Thompson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Good morning. So $1.2 trillion, largest investment in roads and bridges, transportation infrastructure in more than a generation. What is Wisconsin's piece of it for transportation? How much does our state stand to get?
Well, we're going to get money for transportation in several different areas. As you mentioned, transit. There'll be some that our ports will be eligible for. Our airports are going to see significant increases. Some of those areas, it's a little hard to nail down yet. But the big pot of money that we're going to get for our what's known as our formula highway dollars is about a 25% increase over the next 5 years, or about $1.1 billion over those 5 years, about $200 million more a year.
And we could easily get bogged down in dollar signs and mapping where the money will go. But in broad strokes, how will this federal infusion change transportation in Wisconsin? How will we notice these dollars at work?
Well, I think what you'll notice, and I'm really happy that I think Wisconsin is well positioned. Coming off of the budget before last, we finally increased our revenue for transportation. So over the last 3 years, we've been able to get projects that had been on hiatus, moving through the environmental process, through the engineering process. So I think we're very well positioned to receive the additional federal money and get things going. A lot of it is going to just help us accelerate local governments being able to repair their roads, us being able to repair our roads. But there's also larger projects that this will be able to move up in the queue for us to be able to get done. And then there was also a separate pot of money simply for bridges, about $225 million for Wisconsin. And that, I think we're going to see a lot of that going to our local government partners because they've got so many bridges in need. And so you'll see a lot of bridge repairs going on. So there will be orange barrels out there, but there'll be a lot of the need will be being addressed.
Now, help me understand this, because Wisconsin normally gets money through the Federal Aid Highway Program, which I think the Federal
Right.
Highway Administration is rolling this year into the infrastructure law. Are there different pots of money from the federal highway funds or the highway trust fund that help states with road projects versus what is coming through this infrastructure law?
So that's a great question. The infrastructure law, I don't want to get too wonky about this, but the money I just talked about is coming really in the traditional form. It's a five-year reauthorization. But there are other pots of money that are going to be competitive that really are brand new that states can apply for grants for. And that's where we're still we're putting new resources towards. And there's a lot of rules to come out yet on those. And we're still trying to understand what those all will be so that Wisconsin can apply for as many as possible and be as aggressive as we can.
When you look at our roads, getting, you know, a grade C for overall infrastructure, D plus when it comes to both roads and transit from the American Society of Civil Engineers last year, how do you prioritize? How do you know what needs to come first to tackle all these problems?
Well, you know, on the roads portion of your question, we really have a robust asset management program that really looks at, there's algorithms that we use, and it looks at the state as a whole. And it isn't necessarily taking the worst first. It is really looking at where can we get the most bang out of the dollars that we do spend, and what type of treatments will get us, the best life. Sometimes, depending on the amount we have, it might be a 2-inch mill and overlay. In other cases, it may be a complete reconstruct of that road, but it really does try to look at stretching those dollars across the entire state. And then, you know, obviously our local government partners, again, sharing the dollars with them, they go through a pretty lengthy analysis on their roadways too. When it comes to transit, there's going to be about a 30% increase for our mass transit systems. The larger systems like Madison and Milwaukee, that money will flow directly from the federal government to them. For the other systems, it'll go to us at the DOT and we'll distribute it to those systems. But again, I think like Madison is studying bus rapid transit. Milwaukee is going towards bus rapid transit. I'm sure that a lot of these dollars are going to help in that transition. Mm. And for a lot of the other systems, it's going to be replacing the buses and making sure that they can have as much on-time service as possible for their customers.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Craig Thompson, Secretary for the State Department of Transportation. What questions do you have about transportation and construction priorities in your community? Join in 800-642-1234. The Transportation Projects Commission met yesterday, chaired by the governor, includes 10 lawmakers, 3 citizen members who make recommendations on these major highway projects. What did the commission approve yesterday?
So I was very excited. We had a unanimous vote yesterday on, we had a lot of updates and ongoing projects, and we were happy to report that we were about $19 million under where we had estimated those major mega projects to be. But we had one action item, and that was on the corridor in La Crosse. This is an area that there had been a major project enumerated back in 1997, and still nothing had happened. And part of the reason for that is the preferred alternative that was put forward to address the mobility, the traffic flow problems going north-south in La Crosse was to take Highway 53 off alignment, expand the lanes, and go down through the marsh to downtown. And that's been very controversial over the last several decades. Environmental groups and a lot of other groups that did not like that approach. We got resolutions. We listened. We agree that that was not the best approach. So what we came forward with was a way to repair the existing 3 corridors, Highway 16, Highway 35, and Highway 53, into a state of good repair and make improvements at some of the intersections that can improve traffic flow, but not disrupt the marsh or the physical environment. And we've gotten a lot of support from the people in La Crosse, and we were happy to say we got a bipartisan unanimous vote yesterday to move forward on that project finally after decades of it languishing.
What might a timeline for that project be in La Crosse?
So over the next year to maybe 2 years, we're going to be holding a lot of public hearings, public information meetings about different options at some of the intersections, whether it's adding bicycle and pedestrian accommodations or turn lanes. And then, you know, and then we'll be getting into the final engineering which will tighten up what the dollar amounts will be. So I would think within about 3 years from now, we could get to the point of actually starting to physically make the improvements on the corridor.
A little more here on the commission, because I think this is the third time the commission has met this year. How does a highway project get to come before this commission?
Yeah, so this commission, the Transportation Projects Commission that you talked about and you went over the membership, is called for in state statute. And it doesn't review all transportation issues, but what it does is looks at what they call the major highway improvement programs, which are the big projects that are very costly and have some expansion, either an expansion element to them or simply the cost is over a certain amount that has the Department of Transportation bring it to them. And so in odd number of years, we bring studies to the commission to recommend for them to move forward on. And even number of years, we take those studies and go to the commission and ask them either to move forward and enumerate that project or not to do that. And so we have met for the last 3 years. Prior to that, the commission hadn't met since 2014. So when I talked about at the beginning about being well positioned to take this federal money, I think part of that is that we've been back to regular order with the commission meeting every year for the last 3 years, and we've been able to either jettison projects and not move forward on them and take care of them in a different way, or get them moving. And so it's really put Wisconsin in a better spot.
We have Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson with us as we work through federal infrastructure dollars and figuring out the priorities for transportation projects. How do you think we should maintain our roads and bridges? How do you want Wisconsin to use federal infrastructure dollars once in a generation? What projects need attention in your community or you want to know more about? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Secretary Thompson here on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin can expect to receive in the ballpark of $5.4 billion over 5 years in federal highway formula funding for highways and bridges through the infrastructure law. We're wondering what it all means for our state's transportation systems with DOT Secretary Craig Thompson on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What construction project do you wonder about? What resurfacing, interchange project, bridge rehab is underway near you? What about passenger rail and the infrastructure dollars flowing to Amtrak? 800-642-1234. Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's look at rail. The infrastructure law, $66 billion designated for upgrading and maintaining passenger and freight railway lines. What will that mean for Wisconsin?
So, and you put it absolutely correctly, Kate, that money flows directly to Amtrak. And so that's one of those where we won't know exactly. It will depend on projects that, you know, both Amtrak is interested in wanting to do and what states are interested in wanting to do to use that money to move forward. One of the things that we're very happy about that we've been doing with Amtrak is we along with Minnesota, applied for federal money that we received, and we've announced that we are going to be moving forward on a brand new twice daily route between the Twin Cities and Chicago called the TCMC, the Twin Cities Milwaukee Chicago route, that would also have stops here in Wisconsin around La Crosse and Columbus, and operate on what's now known as the Empire Builder Route that goes all the way out to Seattle, Washington, and back. But this would be just daily round trips simply between the Twin Cities and Chicago and back. And we're very excited about that. We are looking at a lot of the work is being done right now, and that service is going to start in 2024. And we've also been working with
I just want to pause here because this is a 411-mile corridor, as you said, following Amtrak's Empire Builder route. The final designs for a second trip train service between Twin Cities and Chicago Union Station, that was set to be completed next year. Is that timeline still moving along as scheduled, and what would it mean with these federal funds?
That timeline is still moving along. We're on track, and we already have really the dollars available for that route specifically.
Okay.
So we are talking with Amtrak about what these federal dollars could mean for some additional routes that they're looking at. I think they may be looking at studying Milwaukee to Madison, which would be another one. And I know they've looked at Milwaukee to Green Bay. So we're in talks with Amtrak. They're looking at routes all over the nation. But there's certainly a couple routes here in Wisconsin, I think, that they're interested in studying.
What about the Amtrak Hiawatha service between Chicago and Milwaukee? How is that doing, and would these federal funds make any improvements there?
Yeah, I'm hoping we can direct some more money there. Right now, we have 7 round trips a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, heading into the pandemic, this has been one of the top 2 most successful Amtrak lines in the entire nation, both for on-time and for the amount of traffic that we've had on there. So our hope is to go get up to 10 round trips a day. There's improvements at Muskego Yards and a couple of places on the Wisconsin side that we're making. We're working with our partners in Illinois on some track improvements they're making on that side. And the goal is to get to 10 round trips a day in the next several years. And I think some of this money may be able to help us with some of those projects.
You mentioned earlier about states going for these grants through the infrastructure law, and this is an area Wisconsin could compete for $5 billion for rail improvement and safety grants, $3 billion for grade crossing safety improvements. Are we positioned and ready to go after these grants, and will we apply for them?
We are. We have our folks in Rail and Harbors scouring what the requirements are to apply for these grants. But I'm confident there's going to be some of those grants that will fit our needs, and we're going to be very aggressive about applying for those funds.
By the time 2024 comes around, how do you think Wisconsin will be impacted and changed by passenger rail?
I think it's, you know, part of that question is going to depend on how quickly we come out of this pandemic. That's obviously affected ridership on that. But I truly believe that with the advent of the TCMC, with improvement in Hiawatha and looking at other service, the demand is there. People, you know, there's Wi-Fi in all these routes. People can, whether it's for leisure or for work, I think passenger rail is going to continue to grow in Wisconsin significantly.
Let's take a call on this. George is joining us from Monroe. George, hi.
Hi, good morning. I have experience trying to get to Minneapolis on the train, and I think there's a huge problem, which is Columbus is not Madison. You got to get there. And then at the Minneapolis end, the Amtrak station is way away from downtown. It's, you know, I took an $80 cab ride to get where I was going one time when I got off the train there. I mean, that's not what Europe looks like, and that's not going to work. It's not like what, you know, Milwaukee to Chicago looks like.
George, thank you for that. Secretary Thompson, go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate what George is saying. And I think, you know, right now, like that Twin Cities to Milwaukee to Chicago, the stop by Madison is at this point Columbus. And on the Minnesota side, how close it is downtown, the Twin Cities, you know, we don't have as much say on. But we are working with where there are depots right now. But as we move forward, I think additional stops, I know the mayor in Madison is looking at possibly a train station in Madison. That obviously requires resources as well. So I think we're looking at all those things. We want to make it as user-friendly for people as possible. And I understand what George is saying right now. You know, the stations are where they are, and for some people it is a little bit of a drive.
Craig Thompson with us, Secretary for the State Department of Transportation, fielding your questions about construction, about transportation projects, and the transportation you envision in the future. 800-642-1234. Moving on to electric vehicle charging, Wisconsin could get roughly $79 million over 5 years to support expanding electric vehicle charging networks in our state through the infrastructure law. And when we last talked this summer, you mentioned meetings underway to figure out where to put these stations. We also had talked about range anxiety. Give us an update on the EV charging front.
Yes, another area we're very excited about. And we actually applied to the federal government prior to this federal law passing, jointly with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for a planning grant. And we were successful. So Wisconsin received about a $1 million planning grant, which is helping us navigate through what you're talking about to make sure that we can deploy electric vehicle charging stations throughout Wisconsin, that we don't have deserts where there's range hesitancy. And, you know, this is coming. The major automakers, while there's not a huge percentage of electric vehicles on the road yet, all of the major automakers are talking about fully transitioning over to making electric vehicles in the next decade plus. So as states, we need to be ready for that. And we're going to take those $79 million and work with our private sector partners where they can deploy these stations, charging stations. And if there's areas where that doesn't work for them, the market doesn't bear it, then we need to, as government, make sure that we've got that covered as well.
What do you think will be the greatest challenges in rolling out these charging stations?
Well, you know, part of it is we're going to be moving more towards the rapid. People aren't going to want to sit there for, you know, 45 minutes to charge their vehicles. So that keeps getting better and better with compressing that time. And, you know, this is brand new. So we're going to be working with a lot of different private sector partners, probably some revolving loan funds and things. And so I think it's just going to be all of us navigating it together.
Moving on to transit services for seniors and residents with disabilities, we saw DOT giving $4 million for transit services in this area. Can you explain what this will do?
Yeah, so this was $4 million of funds that went out to 50 different agencies around to really specifically help people with disabilities and elderly and others that have mobility challenges. And a lot of that is our county government partners and other agencies that are out there that provide really vital services for people that would be stranded without these mobility managers and other people that really make sure that our elderly and people with with physical or developmental disabilities are not stranded. So those $4 million really go a long way, and, mm-hmm. and we'll be having more of that going out in the future.
You know, a five-year time horizon for the infrastructure law dollars is kind of a short time span when you're talking about construction. I'm thinking Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee, work started in 2014, and we're still, you know, working on it. Will crews and engineers be able to rise to the pace of the schedule for infrastructure aid?
That is a fantastic question. And a lot of people think 5 years, you know, sounds like a long time, but you're exactly right. It's really not. But I believe, once again, because over the last 3 years, we have gotten a lot of these projects through some of the early environmental stages and public hearings and things, that we are going to be positioned well to take those dollars and move forward. We've got a lot of projects coming up, like I-41 between Appleton and Green Bay, I-43 down in the Milwaukee area. We're finishing up in 23, Highway 15 around Hortonville. So we've got a lot of major projects going that I think can use this. We're studying I-3990 between Madison and the Wisconsin Dells. So I think we will be well positioned, but you're really right. 5 years is a very short horizon when it comes to these sorts of big projects.
Secretary Thompson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate.
Craig Thompson, Secretary for the State Department of Transportation. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.